Nez Hashem continued the Pele Yoitz, discussing the importance of learning the Beis HaMedrash, in 149. And interestingly enough, as the Siyat Shmai has it, we just learned Gemara and Brachos of a place called Masa Machzia. And now, over there, the Gemara was bemoaning the fact that these aren't smart people. And in fact, the Gemara was saying the non-Jews in the place were Rishoyim, because they saw the greatness of the Jews and they didn't come to convert. When you see people come to learn and the fire of Torah would come down and they wouldn't make a roshim on them, they wouldn't make an imprint on them, it wouldn't matter to them. And as we mentioned before, that after Yitzis Mitzrayim and all the Nisim in Mitzrayim, only one person said, I want to join this team. This is a great team. Where do I get all the swag? Where do I get all the swag from that team? The team of joining Yiddishkeit, Judaism. That's what I want. So now we have the same town, Masa Machzia, where Rava, when he had a situation of a shiloh, of a treifa, to paskin whether the animal is a treifa or not, he would gather the other sheikhtim around and they would all paskin on it. And he said, because the benefit is, let's say we're making a mistake, we would all take a little of the brunt of the punishment for making the mistake. It wouldn't just be one person. And we see over here, when we do things together, the benefit is less on one person. Now he tells us over here, Limud HaTorah Shaloi Amnas Latzeich. Person, when he learns, there's a Yetzirah sitting right next to when he learns. And the Yetzirah wants to tell the person, oh, you're a smart fellow. You're a really smart fellow. You know, smart people, they have to be right. And sometimes when a person learns, the Yetzirah creeps in there, and he doesn't learn Lishma. He doesn't learn to get the Psak Halacha, to get the understanding, the Emes of the Gemara. He learns Linatseach, to be victorious. Omnam, Tzarek Sheha Limud Kedaska Halacha. The learning has to be correct. Sheyu Manimim Zeloze Halacha. That be pleasant with each other in halacha, and not that they're attacking each other in halacha. Don't tell a person, accept my mindset, my opinion. But each person should say his pshat, his understanding of the sugya once. In kiblu, kiblu. If they accept it, good. V'inay kiblu, ma'ichpas loy. And if they don't accept it, it shouldn't bother you. He says, don't go overboard to contradict your friend, your chavrusa, which is a difficult thing, because at times, now the truth is, sometimes you'll explain a different way and your chavrusa will understand, they'll agree to you. I know I spoke to a certain Talmud Chacham. His mom is a Talmud Chacham. This person, he can do a pin test in Shulchan Aruch. Okay? I've seen it. I've had conversations with him. And some of you know what I'm talking about. I just don't want to say his name without permission. He wouldn't want me to say his name on the recording. Because he's an emes Talmud Chacham. He doesn't want the fanfare. And he would tell me situations that are black and white according to Shulchan Aruch, the halacha, what the Shulchan Aruch says. And he would tell me situations where he would have conversations with people and they wouldn't accept. So what's he supposed to do? He told them. People came to ask him, he told them, they don't accept. What's he supposed to do? Right? So you see over here, now obviously, if you could get them to accept it, it's one thing, but he did his best. It shows a level of anivus. You know the emes, what are you supposed to do now? Ya'odim yirei shemayim, a person has to be yirei shemayim. Reishis Chachma Yeros Hashem. Reishis Chachma. You say the first thing in the morning, you say Maidani in the morning, and then you say Reishis Chachma. The beginning of Chachma is Yerushimayim. That's what he's telling us here as well. Adam Yerushimayim. Umoid ala emes. Accept the truth. Umakabal emes. And accept the emes. Mimisha Omroi. Lo Yevosh. From the one who said it to you. And don't be embarrassed. Ki moidim derabbanan hainu shivchayhu. when you admit and agree to the Rabbanan, that is your praise. That is a praise for you. He's telling us the importance of Ava, of love, of Vahaftarech Kamoicha. With every single Yid, we have to love every single Yid. How much more so? Think about it. In the Beis Medrash, what are you busy working on? You're busy working on Talmud Torah, the greatest mitzvah in the world. The greatest mitzvah in the world. Even greater than saving someone's life. And let me repeat that. As the Gemara in Megillah and Daf Tezayin says, Godol Talmud Torah, Yoiser Miatzalas Nefashos. Talmud Torah is greater than saving someone's life. Now, the halacha is, if you are the only one to save that person's life, you stop learning and go save the person's life. But let's understand, what is a greater mitzvah? It's a greater mitzvah to learn Torah than to even save someone's life. And the explanation for that is not necessarily for now, but let's understand the facts. That's the facts on the table. So he's saying, when you're learning the Beis Medrash, make sure you have that Ava, V'achva, V'shom, V'reyus. Even more so, amongst the chaveim are learning together that they have to have this respect for each other. The Arizal says that when people are learning Torah together, they have to have this love for each other, this ava for each other. Mamish, like we're learning the Shmiras Halashim. Like there has to be one nefesh, nefesh achas, yodim and sraim. And when we respect the bar plukta, the person on the other side of the table, when we respect him, he might not accept what I have to say, but I still respect him.